Warning, the following podcast does not necessarily reflect the views of AboveTopSecret.com, LLP, or the staff or membership of AboveTopSecret.com, except for one, and that's somebody special to us all. That's right. Hey, friends, this is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C coming at you via the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast network on ye old famous talk feed. And continuing my notorious Magic's Moderator Monologues series. And hey, it's late. It's about 4:25 a.m. on Thursday, April 13th, 2006. And I've just been marathoning ATS. Oh, how addictive it is. Yeah, it's been raining out there, and I've been, kind of glued to ATS and having a ball, as is my custom. But I wanted to talk about, what I'm learning. I've been a moderator now for about 3.5 weeks, which means I know all there is to know about moderating, right? Yeah. Okay, I've been powering out there, and I'm a little loopy. Hope you can bear with me on that. But I still, I'm in a talkative mood, and when I'm in a talkative mood, I like to plug in that microphone and, I gotta chew the fat a little bit. So, anyway, what's going on here is, wanted to talk about some of the things I've been learning as a moderator. And, by the way, I'm just having a ball with that. It really is fun. It's another dimension. As I mentioned in my Magic on Magic, it's kind of cool because I basically am encouraged to be a forum troll. You know, go through, check the threads, kind of be everywhere in my forums. And I love that. It's a lot of fun. So you never know when I'm looking over your shoulder and might, chime in with some pithy comment, as is my custom. And of course, I'm always out there, banging on members, trim those quotes, and watch those one-liners, Isn't it great just having me out there just mother-henning you? Gotta love that. So, so I got a little bit of that new mod syndrome, and I hope my fellow members and staff members can bear with me as I continue to attempt to settle in. Because, I want to be a good moderator, but at the same time, it's got to be me, and, you know how that goes, especially when you're talking about somebody like me. But, I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot more about how ATS moderators work. And by the way, the reason I'm doing these monologues in the first place is I just want to, share some of what I'm learning and maybe demystify some of the stuff about moderating on ATS so that members will be able to, understand better what's going on. And, there's this thing about us-then syndrome, where we get a lot of members, and they can be longtime members or new members, who are just convinced that the staff is here to, inflate our egos and lord over the members and terrorize everyone and, it's frustrating. It's frustrating to see that because I do get to interact with my fellow staff members behind the scenes and stuff like that. And I'm just telling you, it is so misguided to think that that's what this is about. That's really not the mentality, okay? It's not the mentality of the ATS staff. We're members, We're members. And it's impossible to overstate just how important that is. Members first, moderators second. That's my motto on that. So anyway, this is part of that effort. Just talking about this in a casual way and just, kind of sharing the love, as it were, right? But anyway, getting back to the modus operandi, one of the things I see, and I actually handed out my first warn this week. 3.5. I actually handed out my first warn, and I'm really trying to minimize those. There's a place for them, especially if members are just not listening. You see a bunch of, you send U2Us and you look in your outbox and you see they haven't been read. You see the member is still just going along doing something they shouldn't be doing. And, sometimes you just got to get their attention with a warning. But but it's all kind of fun and silly in its own way. We tend to get kind of serious about all this. And let's face it, if you put it in perspective, I love ATS. It's like a home for me. It's my favorite destination on the internet. And yet it's still just a discussion forum, It's an online community, and I really love my fellow members. But at the same time, it's just an online community, you know, and even though maybe I live here in a way, I think it's always good to just step back now and then and remember, hey, it's just a discussion forum, you know, it's, I think, the coolest discussion forum on the net, but it's still a discussion forum. So, you know, egos flare, especially if you get into situations where people disagree over what's legal and not legal under the terms and conditions. And we get that. And we try and be fair and we try and work it out. And that's one of the things that I want to point out is that very rarely, I mean, you know, as a moderator's going through and looking through threads and stuff like that, there's stuff that we'll do that's just, okay, yeah, this is a one-liner, this is a quote, you know, there's stuff we do. We'll go and, you know, edit posts if there's a problem. And by the way, you know, I know that members don't like to have their posts edited by moderators, and I don't like having my posts edited either. My advice is just make sure that when you do post, that you're posting, you know, in accordance with the terms and conditions. And no one will have any business going in there. You know, I don't go in and edit a post unless there's something that's against the terms and conditions. And usually it's quoting. I mean, the number one thing I go through, and everyone has their different emphasis, you know, but my thing is quotes. Simon is very, you know, in the board info made it very clear that we don't want to have these huge, you know, blocks of quotes, you know, especially when the post you're quoting is the one right above, you know. So that's one of my little things. And each moderator has something that they tend to key in on. And so that can look to members as if we're being, you know, capricious or that there's, you know, an unevenness. Well, hey, you know, we are humans and we, every moderator has a different style. And, so yes, one moderator might be more interested in quoting. Another one might have a peeve about, you know, one-liners or you know, censor circumvention, stuff like that. And we tend to emphasize different things. But I think that's a strength. You know, you're dealing with real people. The moderator staff on AboveTopSecret.com is not a bunch of robots. And some members complain about what they see as a lack of consistency there. But I think that complaint, you know, look at the flip side of that. Isn't it better to have somebody that you can work with, you know, someone that you can reason with, someone that is human, you know, so that you're not being, you know, dealt with in some funky Kafka-esque fashion. And that's the thing. If you get a warning, whether it's a quote warning or you get a warning for, you know, maybe insulting a fellow member or something like that, try and keep it in perspective, you know. I mean, we're not calling you a bad person if you get a warning, you know. We're just saying, please don't do this, you know, and we want to encourage you not to do it. It's not some indictment on you as a person or anything like that. So, you know, Hakuna Matata, you know, no worries. You know, try not to let this all get to you too much is my advice. Have some perspective. And, you know, one of the things that just I think is tragic is we'll have some cases where a member will get like a quote warning, okay, 20-point quote warning for something that's an obvious quote violation. And then they send a nasty U2U to the moderator that that issued the quote warning. And folks, some of you guys, I think it's important to bear in mind when you're dealing with moderators is you're dealing with a team of moderators. If a member complains about an action that a moderator takes, what we do is have other moderators review it. It is very rare that, especially if there's a dispute with a member, other staff members get involved. So when you get those kinds of situations, I think it's important to bear in mind, you're not just dealing with one person. You're dealing with a moderator team. And in that sense, if you feel that you're being wronged, bear in mind that it's not just one person that you're disagreeing with. And I think that's really important, you know, in terms of keeping perspective. So that's just something to bear in mind, you know. And here's another case that's very common. You're in a thread and a moderator is discussing the topic of the thread as a member, which, by the way, remember, moderators are members first, you know. So we have our opinions on things. And I think it would be tragic if members who are selected to be moderators stopped posting on things. In fact, as a member, you know, before I became a moderator, I complained about that because, in my opinion, some of the best members on the board are part of the moderator staff. I mean, look at the post counts. You know? Our most prolific posters tend to be the moderators. And now I'm a moderator. Hell, I'm on page one. If you look at the member list sorted by posts, hey, I made page one. Woohoo! 5,300 posts. Yay! I'm just going nuts on the post count. But sorry, getting off on a little tangent there. The thing to bear in mind when you're dealing with the staff, especially if there's an issue with the TNC, more often than not, and this is just a thing to bear in mind, when you're arguing with a moderator over something like that, you're actually arguing with more than one person. You're arguing, and some of these people include the administrators, you know, the three amigos. We all stay in touch. This, you know, we don't moderate the site in a vacuum, and we do have a very high regard for our members, so we want to make sure that the members are treated fairly. And don't forget, counselors have access to the complaints forum, and the counselors are keeping an eye on the moderator staff too, which I think is a very healthy dynamic. So, you know, I see, and by the way, you know, all that said, moderators still are human, and there are situations where moderators make mistakes. I make mistakes, you know, and it's not the end of the world when we do. If a moderator makes a mistake and you think you've been wrong, tell them, you know, just be nice about it. And, you know, hey, we're human, and I, you know, anyone that, I just, anyway, sorry, I could go on like that forever. One of the tragic things I see, though, getting back to it, is someone will get like a quote warning, 20-point quote warning. Send a nasty U2U to the moderator. The moderator says, you know, and I see some nasty stuff, okay? And eventually manages to parlay their irritation over getting a quote warning into being banned for being abusive with the staff. You know, remember, staff members are members too. So when you use profanity and you cuss out the staff and you treat us like dirt, you're treating a fellow ATS member like dirt. Please don't do that. It's not in your best interest to do it. Just saying, you know. And by the way, you'd be amazed how tolerant we can be of that stuff. We understand people get emotional about it, but there's a limit to everything. And, you know, sometimes, and you'll see this, you're going along and you're having a discussion with a member in a thread, and all of a sudden that member's banned. And it looks like they're banned for something they said in the thread. I guarantee you, it is extremely rare that that's the reason. Okay, the reason is almost always contained in the U2Us that are in the background, and believe me, the reasons are always good. Just saying. Anyway, you know, this attitude that some members have, I want to do everything I can to straighten that out. The staff is not out to ban people. You know, ATS does not grow if we go around banning everybody, and more importantly, you know, ATS is about independent thinking and having different points of view. If we go around banning people because they disagree with us on you know, matters of opinion, well, that's not going to work, and that certainly doesn't help ATS as a community. So, you know, I think it's important to keep this in mind. This is, you know, any member we lose is a loss to the community. So I think it's really important to bear that in mind. And, you know, getting to that, you know, as I go through the threads, one of the things that never ceases to impress me is the ATS culture that I see, you know, embodied in virtually every thread. You'll see this. And you know, we'll have some members that are, you know, how should I say, willing to accept a lot of things with not a lot of evidence, you know, and God bless you. You know, those of you out there who just want to believe, you're part of the fun, part of the fun, you know. And then we have, of course, our debunkers and our skeptics, and I'm a skeptic. Hey, you know, the debunkers, of course, are out to test, theories and speculation, and test them by, you know, seeing if they can be disproven. And you know, some of the true believers tend to resent that. But actually, I think, as a skeptic, who, by the way, a skeptic is someone who keeps an open mind and avoids making truth claims. And I'm not a perfect skeptic, but I really do try and remember that I can be wrong and I can, you know, make mistakes. So I kind of think of myself as in the middle between the hardcore debunkers on the one hand and the true believers on the other hand. And this dynamic that I see at work in the threads fascinates me. It just never ceases to fascinate me. And, you know, the ATS culture tends to be kind of meritocratic, you know, meritocracy. Things like sources, you know, honesty and integrity, and showing that you're someone who's reasonable and can be trusted. Skepticism. These are kind of like the calling cards, if you will, of the people on the, you know, of the ATS members that tend to get a lot of respect. You know, it's just so thrilling when I see this culture. You know, we get new members in who might not understand all these things, and I remember how it was when I started. I just didn't know. I didn't have a clue when I came to ATS. And, you know, I've learned a lot since I've been here, and I'm seeing the same thing in the threads, and it's just thrilling. But one of the things that comes out of all this, one of the things I'm sure, especially members that have been here for a while, is learning how to be, you know, how you can have a strong differing opinion, but still being polite. And this is something that, you know, the administrators have specifically mentioned about the 9/11 forums. It was getting pretty rough in there, with members drifting off the topic of 9/11 and talking about other members and saying, oh, well, you never believe this. You don't, you know, you got these problems. You got those problems. And, you know, instead of criticizing the information or opinions of fellow members, actually criticizing the fellow members, which, you know, my point on that is that that's off topic. You know, the topic is not your fellow members. The topic is what your fellow members' opinions may be. And that distinction can seem subtle, but it's actually really straightforward. You know, if you're in a thread and you're in an argument with someone and you start saying, well, you're a liar, or you don't know what you're talking about, you're talking about the member. You're not talking about the topic. And it's important to remember that when you do that, especially when you become insulting towards your fellow members, you're dragging the discussion down. You're the problem when you do that. So please be kind, be respectful of your fellow members. Every member deserves respect. There's another one of my little magic mottos there. And I wholeheartedly believe that. Just by being a member of ATS, you've shown good judgment, you know, in joining our community. So I think everyone that does make this decision to become an ATSer deserves respect. So show other people respect. Show your fellow ATSers respect, and you will deserve it in exchange for that. And, you know, we can have strong opinions. You know, there's people on opposite sides of some very emotional issues, things like religion. You know, we've got some members from Iran now, and this just blows me away. I love this. We've got members from Iran, okay, on AboveTopSecret.com that can go head-to-head. You know, we got strong nationalist Iranians on one hand, and then we got these strong nationalists, you know what I'm talking about, Americans, nuke them. So we got the nuke Iran crowd on the one hand and the nuke America crowd on the other hand. And this is just thrilling to see. I love this. You know, lots of drama, lots of excitement, and most importantly, people who have very different points of view coming together and sharing them. And it can be really tough whether you're the, you know, nuke 'em till they glow as American or America deserves to get nuked for all, you know, for all their aggression. Whichever side of that you're on, I feel that there's a strong potential for people who are on extremes of these points of view to learn from one another and then get a better, you know, a broader world view, if you will. You know, I tend to be kind of moderate. I've got my opinions and stuff, but what I've learned is the closer to an extreme I get, the more I tend to be wrong. And I see this played out again and again on Above Top Secret. So anyway, you know, that's an example. We get, we get the hardcore nationalists, we get the hardcore religionists and people who take differing points of view personally. And my advice for anyone, you know, when you're in a situation where you feel you're getting angry and your emotions are, and you're like, oh, I'll show you, and you're typing away on the keyboard, kick your chair back from the computer and take a few deep breaths and just try and have some perspective on this. You know, never flame angry. It's an alt-thought flame truism. Never flame when you're angry. Try and stay cool, you know, and you know, because you're not going to be thinking clearly when you're mad. So watch that board rage. Oh, geez. So anyway, here I am holding forth like some pontiff, you know, but I just wanted to share this, and it's another installment, if you will, of the moderator monologues. And you know, one of the main themes I want to get through on this is that the moderator staff is here to help. You know, we get some members that tend to think like, oh, you're a mod. You just think you're a hot blank on a silver blank. You know, it's like, no. What I am is a member that has like some extra buttons, you know, and my job is to serve my fellow members and help my fellow members out. That's what this is about. That's the attitude. That's the attitude that the administrators look for when other mods, when they're looking and they vote on who they want to bring in as mods, they're looking for people that show the love, you know, show the love for the ATS community and respect for fellow members. So when you're dealing with moderators, do the same. And I think you'll be very pleased with how that goes, you know, and everyone has their bad days. You know, we have members, sometimes they just get in a mood. I get snippy now and then too. Hey, we understand. It's okay. Everybody has their bad days, and we try and get through that together. You know, so, you know, I love drama as much as the next guy, but, you know, if you find yourself getting really bent out of shape, kick back a little, you know, relax. It's only ATS. Anyway, pushing 20 minutes here, and this has been Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C. One of your friendly and attractive moderator staff members on AbovetopSecret.com. So until next time, be well, friends.